that tells me more about the way they think than it does about the truth of God. But what you have here is that easiness that's so wonderful with a child. How wonderful it is for a child to know that no matter how badly I might mess up, my mom and dad are going to love me. That's great comfort. I know young people don't have that. Boy, the parents will let them have it and all kinds of problems. How wonderful it is to know that if I really do mess up, my parents are going to walk through this thing with me. And I still have my bed and I still have my meal and I still have their love. And it's a wonderful security. How wonderful it is in a husband-wife relationship to know that it's not going to be any divorce, any of this type of thing. No matter what happens, we're gonna work these things through, whatever, how horrible they may be. And so this becomes a great point of comfort. It becomes a beginning point. No matter how wretched I am, verse 24, if we just forget verses, two verses down, verse 1 here, if we call it verse 26, there's still no condemnation. I'm still solidified with him. I'm still at home. Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now tonight we're going to look at a passage that talks about Christ being in you. But this is our eternal position by the first standing. Now verse 2. For the law of the Spirit, and this is the law we want to live by, not the Mosaic law. This is the law we want to live by. For the law of the Spirit of life, our life. We saw Sunday morning how God is in the life-giving business. That's what he's in. So here is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. Go back to verse 24. Who will set me free? Verse 2. For the law of the Holy Spirit of life in Christ Jesus by the power of the Spirit has set us free. You see the relationship? I'm doing this quickly, but take the time to look at both verses and you'll see what Paul is doing. Forget the chapter breaks. Most ridiculous thing in the world sometimes is chapter breaks. I know we got to have them because it makes it easy. It'd be difficult if we didn't have chapters and verses, but we'd all be, all right, you got the sentence now, third sentence, the 28th sentence on pages. No. So I like them, but boy, they really mess up the mind here. It's a flow. So verse 2, for the law of the Holy Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that is, by living in the Holy Spirit, Christ is going to be in us and we have our life in Christ, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Verse 24 of the previous chapter, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? The death that I'm in, trying to live by the law, end up in sin, end up dying, because that's what the law is designed to do. Answer, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, verse 3. For what the law, now this is the Mosaic law that brings about death, for what the law could not do, it's not